So yesterday was a pretty big jump in the noosh. Is that looking like the run is picking up then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Fort Muller numbers have been indicating that there are fish coming, and obviously there was a little bit of a lull there from the initial push that we had earlier in June, and people were starting to get a little concerned and panicky, but the Port Muller numbers really indicated there was fish on the way, and they showed up.
So then is that a trend that's looking like it's going to continue, like the run is going to reach all of its goals but be late?
As far as reaching the goals, that remains to be seen, but I think it's clear that the run is late relative to historical timing. Typically we would have expected a peak around the 4th of July, and the Port Muller numbers to me indicate that it's unclear if they've reached a peak at Port Muller yet. I typically use 7-day run timing from Port Muller to here, to Nooshogak, so could still be 7 days away from the peak here in the Nooshogak.
Wow, okay, so then you're going to keep watching Port Muller. Is there anything else you're going to be watching as this week progresses?
Yeah, our big concern right now is, well, of course, kings, but frankly, there's less and less kings around, so it's harder and harder to do anything to protect kings, and we have to fish to control sockeye escapement. We are watching the Agushik River sockeye. It's lagging a little bit, so it could be just it was in the same lull as the other rivers were, and things will pick right back up over there. But we want to make sure that happens, and so we're going to be watching that, probably restricting fish to the Nooshogak section for the drift fleet instead of the whole district. And then just keep tabs on harvest and escapement, or try and give some differential fishing time so the allocation can stay a little bit in line. The set netters were ahead on allocation until yesterday. And then after yesterday's big harvest, the set netters are behind on allocation now. So we'll try and manage the drift fishing time a little bit to hopefully catch the set netters back up. But that's a hard one to do.
Anything else you want to say about things? Anything happening in Togiak?
It's early in Togiak yet. It's relatively quiet over there. This would be kind of their first big week. It sounds like the weather is problematic form over there today, but hopefully they'll start really getting fishing this week and get some fish, and we'll start seeing some bigger numbers at the tower. We have the tower operational now, and so we're counting fish up there.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay. Devin, went down to Georgia, please.
Yep.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.